Mesechtes Kedushin, Daphnin Zion, 9 lines from the top of Daphnin Zion and Aleph, and the Mishnah on Daphnin Vorim Beis, and the Mishnah taught us that if someone's Mekadosh woman using anything which is Osamana, the Kedusha would not be valid, and the Mishnah stated that Mekadosh Ba'olo, Beklaya Karim, Beshar Niskul, Uva Egla Rufa, Bitsipari Mitzari, Uva Sar Nozu, Petach Amar, Uva Basa Bechol, Bechul, Shinichu Bazara, Ein Mekudeshes, and then the Mishnah taught us a key idea that Makar Mekidish Bidomea Mekudeshes, that if you sell any of these items, and then with the money that you receive from the sale, you go and you mekadosh a woman, then the kedusha would be chal. And as Rashi taught us, the ein hadam mitvasim b'isso k'di'alfa kamon. As we learned, daftun ches, the money that is received in exchange for these items would not be mitvas b'isso, and therefore the kedusha would be valid. Now our Gemara begins and discusses the case of the Mishnah of Egla Rufa. So the Mishnah stated, Egla Rufa, Reuven is mekadosh Rachel with an Egla Rufa, then she would not be mekudeshes. And the Gemara asks, Minolan, how do we know that Egla Rufa is asa b'na? Ami to be Rabbi Yana. And the Sedin Yeshiva Rabbi Yanai, Kapar Ksib Bokkachim, as in the Pasha of Egla Rufa, at the end of Pasha Shaitin, the Pasuk states, Kapar Amch Yisrael. Therefore, there's a heckish between the Kapar that states by Egla Rufa and the Kapar by Kachim. And as Rashi says, the Kachim Asurim Bana, Shrey Moilim Bana, we know that Kachim is Asur Bana, as we know that if you actually have a Na from Kachim, then it would be considered Me'ila. And the princess of Rashi, it seems that Rashi is bothered by a question that Lacharid on Mishnah we stated, that Makar Vikidish Bidomeya Mekudeshes, and Lacharid, if the reason why Egla Rufa is also bana is because it's compared to Hegdish, so Lachir should have the same din as Hegdish, that Machar v'kiddush b'domein, that's in Mekudeshes, as it should be Typhus Domein. And the Gemara will actually ask this question on the Nun Zayin Rebeis, B'negeyah Sar Nozer, where the Gemara says that the reason why Sar Nozer is also bana is because the Pasuk says, Kodesh Yir Gadel Pera Sar Reishoi, uses Lashon Kodesh, and therefore it has a din like Hegdish, and therefore it should be Typhus Domov, as the Gemara over there asks. Ayin Mashal and Mashal, who speak about this Rashi, as it doesn't seem that we're going this Rashi, as Rashi's Teretz doesn't seem to work over here. However, Ayin the Beis Meir points out that even though the Teretz doesn't seem to work over here, but l'maisa, the question is still a valid question. Therefore, he explains that since B'negei Egla Rufa, the Teretz doesn't use the Lashon of Hegdish and use the Lashon Kapara, and l'maisa, we have a Gemara later on that will say that the only time we have an Issa Anah that will be Typhus Domeim is Avodah Zarah and Shvius, and therefore there is no tzad to say that B'negei Egla Rufa, it should be Typhus as Domeim. However, B'negei the Sar and Nazir, where the Gemara adopted in Zayin Amar Beis, asks this question. That's because the Torah uses Lashon of Kedusha, and therefore we think that should be compared completely to Hegdish. And the Gemara also asked this question on Daf Nun Vav Beis when the Gemara discussed the Makar that Klai Karim is Asbana, since it brought a Makar from the Lashon of Pentikdash, therefore once again it used Lashon of Hegdish. Therefore, specifically in these two cases, the Gemara asks that Lachir, if it's similar to Kedush, it should be Typhus as Dumb of, just like Hegdish, Ayin Sham. And Ayin and Tap Taisis Diva Maskal Kapar Ksib Bakachim, with Taisis asks that Tema, then the Gemara increases on Daf Vav, we learn this out from Va'arfu Sham, Sham Teikru Asai, and that is a Makar that Egla Rufa is also Bana, and Ayin Taisis who brings two Terutzim to this question. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Tzipari Mitzurya, that if Ruv is Mekadosh Rachel using Tzipari Mitzurya, then it will not be a valid Kedushin at Tzipari Mitzurya also Bana. And before we begin the Gemara, let's point out that the beginning of Pasha Mitzurya, where the Torah tells us how a Mitzurya becomes Torah and how a Mitzurya is allowed back into the Machna, Pasuk tells us, Vitziva Kayim Velochacham Matar, Shtei Tzipurim Chayas Tahiris, Ve'itz Erez Ushni Telas, Ve'izayv. And the Pesukim continues to tell us what to do with the birds, and these birds are not brought as a carbon to base HaMikdash. However, as the Pasuk continues in Pasuk Hey, B'tziva HaKoyim V'shochla Tzitzipa HaKas Al-Klicheres Al-Mayim Chayim, that you shecht one of the birds, and then you take the live bird, and you take it together with the eight arrows, the Shnit Talas, and the Ezov, V'tovo Isom V'satzipa HaChayim B'dam Tzipa HaShchuta Al-Mayim HaChayim. And they then would take this mixture of blood and water, and they would spray it on the material 7 times, and then the Pasuk tells V'shilach Tzipa HaChayim Al-Pnei HaSoda, that they would send away this live bird, and they would let it go free. And we should also know that there's something called a machshe b'fnim and a machshe b'chutz, and there's also something called a mechape b'chutz and a mechape b'fnim. And Rashi in Masechtas Kulin defines a machshe b'fnim as an hashab b'tzeril or a chatas of the mechutz kapara of a zavim v'yoledes, she'en b'yin al lachshem b'kachim, which is not coming on specific chet, and it's coming to your machshem to eat kachim. A machshe b'chutz is defined as the tzipayim b'tzeril, and as Rashi explains, machshir b'chutz hein, shuei chutz l'ir nasa mitzvasa, or lachshem to material, love of machna, and they're coming in order to machshir the material to come into the machna, and they're not coming on specific chait. And the Gemara will also discuss a mechape v'fnim that Rashi says is referring to kol karbanos, because all the karbanos come for some sort of chait. And the mechape b'chutz is either, as Rashi says over here, the egla rufa, or as Rashi himself in Shulchan says, referring to the sarah mishtalech, which is also done outside the base of mikdash. They both come to be mechape on a chait. Based on this hakdama, let's see our Gemara. The Gemara asks me, Nolan, how do we know that superior material are asbana? And the Gemara brings a ton of Rabbi Shmuel, as we learned in the Brice in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, Nema Machsha Mechapa Bifnim. We speak about a Machsha and a Mechapa that's done inside the Beis HaMikdash, V'nema Machsha Mechapa B'chutz, and we also speak about a Machsha Mechapa that's done outside the Beis HaMikdash. And we learn out, Machsha Mechapa Am Bifnim, also be Machsha Kim Mechapa, just like B'negeya, the Machsha that's done inside the Beis HaMikdash, there is no difference between the Machsha and the Mechapa. And as Rashi states, L'chiluk bein Asham Tzeri L'shah HaShamayis, that there's no chiluk made in the Torah between Asham Tzeri and other HaShamayis. Therefore, af Machsha Mechapa Am B'chutz, also be Machsha Kim Mechapa, also B'negeya, the Machsha Mechapa that we speak about that's done outside the Beis HaMikdash, there is no chiluk between the Machsha Mechapa. And just like we just learned that Egla Rufa is also Bana, therefore the Tzipari Mitzirah are also Bana. The Gemara continues, we learned Tzipari Mitzirah Me'imis HaAsurim, that although we said that Tzipari Mitzirah also Bana, when did it become also Bana? The Gemara now brings a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon Am Mishah Shchita, Rabbi Yechon says that the bird that you do Shchita on will become also from the time of Shchita. And as Rashi says, Mishah Shchita, Neseres HaShchuta, once you do Shchita on the bird that you shech, then that bird becomes also Bana. However, Rashi explains that Mishlechas Mutaris can come on, as we see later on, that the bird that's sent away will be Mutar Bana and never becomes also Bana. However, Ainin Taisa Diba Maskel Mishah Shchita, where he explains Mishlechas Nami to also Mishchitas Chavrosa Adi Shiluach, that even the bird that's going to be sent away becomes also once the Shchita is done to the first bird until the point that's sent away. Only at that point will that other bird become Mutar Bana. And Taisa states Ve'in Lefarash Mishah Shchita B'Shchuta of Mishlechas Leke Issa, that you can't explain like Rashi seems to say that the only bird that becomes Asa Bana at all is the bird that actually has Shchita done to it, but the one that will be sent away will never become Asa Bana. The Tana Tziperi Mitzirio the Mashma Tavayo, as our Mishnah states Tziperi Mitzirio and Mashma that both Tziperi are Asa Bana, and you can't be Mekadosh a woman using either of the Tziperi Mitzirio. And the Gemara continues Reish Lakish Amar Mishasal Kicha Reish Lakish Agazar Bechon, and he says that both birds become Asa Bana at the point that they're taken in order to be used for the Tziperi Mitzirio. As Rashi states Mishasal Kicha Nesar Shtein Ash Yishal Chamishulechas Finin Teres Bishulucha, and then the one that's sent away will eventually become Mutar Bana once it's sent away al pnei asada. The Gemara explains Rabbi Yechon Am Mishah Shchita Shchita Hu Da Asra, that the only maisa that you're doing in order to ask for something is only through the Shchita. And Reish Lakish Am Mishas L'Kicha, and Reish Lakish states it's from the time that you take the birds, and as the Bach adds in Kicha Kicha Me'egle Rufa Nafka, that we learn out of Zeir Shava from the word Kicha that states Benegated Tzipari Mitzera and that states Benegated Egle Rufa and Ma Egle Rufa Mechayim, and just like the Issa Hanah Be'egle Rufa starts even Mechayim and not only after Shchita, after Tzipari Mitzera Mechayim, Issa Hanah Be'Tzipari Mitzera also begin Mechayim and not only after Shchita. And as Rashi brings down in Masechtas Chulin that Benegated Egle Rufa, the pasuk says B'lachu Zikne Irahi Egles Baka, so therefore we see that there's Lashon L'Kicha, and as we saw the pasuk in Mitzera states Benegated Mitzera V'lachach L'Mitara states Tzipari Mechayis, and therefore we have Zeir Shava Kicha Kicha. And the Gemara continues Be'Egle Rufa Gufa Me'Imasai, that although we know that Egle Rufa is Asa Bana, but the Gemara is now asking that at what point would the Egle Rufa become Asa Bana? The Gemara tells us, Om Rabbi Yannai, Rabbi Yannai taught us, Gvul Shemati Ba, I heard a Gvul as to when the Egle Rufa would become Asa Bana, V'Shechachti, and I forgot, the Nazbin Chavrei Loima and the Bnei Yeshiva came up with their own Svara, and they said, Yerudas L'Nachla Issa, Nehiya Yisrasa, since the beginning of the process of the Egle Rufa begins once it goes into Nachla Issa, and some explain that if you find an Egle Rufa in the Nachla Issa, you have to take it out of the Nachal and then bring it back into the valley. And therefore, as Rashi says, he agaremus la shemarifa vaisrasa. Therefore, that is the moment when it gets its name of the Egla Rufa, and that causes it to become Asa Bana. And therefore, the Gemara continues and asks, Ima Egla Rufa mishas l'kicha loy misra. So therefore, we see that Egla Rufa does not become Asa from the time that you buy the Egla Rufa or you take it and you say, I'm going to use this as the Egla Rufa. It only becomes Asa once you actually bring it to Nachal Eson. So after Tzipari Mitzera Nami mishas l'kicha loy misri. So then, Benegay, the Tzipari Mitzera, we should also not say the Issa Na begins at the time of l'kicha of the Tziparim. Gemara answers Hachi Hashra that in the Chanami we compare Tziperi Mitzera and Egla Rufa, but of course we can't compare them exactly. As Hasim Isle Gvulachrina, over there we have another time frame where we could say that it becomes Asa Bana prior to Shchita, and that is of course once it goes down into Nachal Eson. But Hachami Isle Gvulachrina of a Benegay the Tziperi Mitzera, since we do learn out that Tziperi Mitzera are Asa Mechayim, there is no other demarcation in order to say that is the time that the Tziperi Mitzera will become Asa Bana. Therefore, it must be that the Tziperi Mitzera become Asa Bana once you either buy them or separate them in order to use them as the Tziperi Mitzera. And Ritva points out that although in the Chanami Benegay the Egla Rufa, the Pasuk states, Vayridu Zikna Iri Yasa Egla El Nachal Eson, we see an action was performed, and therefore we want to say that Isana starts at the point that it's taken into Nachal Eson, but the Maisa, the Pasuk also says, Vilaku Zikna Iri Yeri, Eglis Baka, Ashalei Ubaba, Ashalei Mashka Ba'el, and therefore why don't we say it'll become Asa from the time of Kicha, just like the din by the Shtev Tzipayim of the Maseria, and we've already explained that we have a cloud of Tefasta Mu'a, Tefasta, and therefore we go by the lesser time, therefore the Egla Rufa only becomes Asana once it's brought into Nachal Esan. And Ayin Tesis Dil Maschal Mi Isle Gvil Achrina, where he asked that why don't we say that Lemaisa, even by the Tzipayim, there is another Gvil, as that Boaz Tzipayim, that the actual bringing of Tzipayim is like Herodis Egla Rufa, is like bringing the Egla Rufa into Nachal Esan. Maybe the Tzipayim material should not become Asa until you take the Tzipayim to the place where you do the Shechita. Tesis explains, because Herodis Egla Rufa, it says Mefurish in the Pasuk of Aridu Zikna Eir Se Egla, Aval Boaz Tzipayim like Siv, Aval Kicha Ksiva, but Negeir Lekicha of the Tzipayim, it does state in Mefurish the Siv Lekach Lematar. The Gemara continues that Rabbi Yechon stated that the Issa Noah by the Tzipayim material begin at the time of Shechita, asked Reish Lakish the following three questions. Isvi Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon asked the following question to Reish Lakish from a Braisa that the Pasuk in Pashu E states called Tzipa Tayyar Taychelu, that any Tzipa which is tar and is kosher you could eat. And as Rashi states that the Lashon Kol is a Ribui, and therefore L'Rabbis Hem Shalachas, and this is coming to be Mabra, that the bird of the Tzipayim material that's sent away Al Pnei Asada is Mutbana and Mutbachila. And then when the Pasuk in Pashu E states V'zeh Shaloi Taychelu Mehem, that Pasuk is coming to teach us that the bird of the Tzipayim material that will have Shechita done to it will be Asa Bachila. Be'echon Yisrei Shlokesh, the Bishleim according to me, that I hold that this bird only becomes Asa once Shechita is done. So then certainly the Pasuk has to tell us that the bird that you shecht is Asa Bana and is Asa Bachila. And if you Rashi, the Pasuk called Tzipa Tayyar Taychelu L'Rabbis Hem Shlokesh is coming to tell you that the Mishlechas is always Mutabana, and according to Taisis, it's telling you that once you send it away, it'll become Mutabana and Mutabachila. However, Rabbi Yechon Yisrei Shlokesh, V'isak Net Mechayim Asura, La'achas Shechita Mibayi, that according to you, that you already learned from the din of Egla Rufa, that the Tzipayim Mitzrayim are Asa Mechayim. Bishleim, I understand, we need the Pasuk called Tzipa Tayyar Taychelu, L'Rabbis Hem Shlokesh, to tell us that even though the Mishlechas was Asa Bana at one point, as it became Asa Bana at the time of Lekicha, but now that you were sent it away, it'll become Mutabana. However, why would the Torah tell us if the one that you shechted was already Asa from the point that you took these birds, and therefore there's not a chiddush to tell us that it's now going to be Asa Ba'achila? Reish Lakish responds, one may think that just like we find B'digei Kachim, that while it's alive is Asa, and then once you do Shechita, as well as the other Vaidas, including Zuchas Adam, then it becomes Mutta, and therefore the same din would apply B'negei to Tzipayim Mitzraya, that it should become Kasha after you finish the mitzvah and after you did the shechita. And Kamash 1, therefore the Torah tells us v'zeh shaloi teichlumem, and the Lashon Asher is the Lashon of Riboy, and therefore it's coming L'Rabbis says Hashchuta, even after you perform shechita on the bird of the Mitzrayah, it still is Asubana. Keep in mind that although this Pasuk in Pashu A is speaking about Achila, however we know when the Torah states the Lashon Lei Seichlu, it also includes an Isahana, as the Gemara will discuss in a moment. And I need to taste the Dino Maschel v'zeh shaloi teichlu L'Rabbis Hashchuta, that he asks according to the Madama who argues and hold that even though the Torah uses a lashon of lay seichlu, it does not include isana. How would Reish Lakish know that the bird of the mitzrayer that is already nishkat will be asubana, as its only mashma is an isachila? And Tezis states v'yishleima the gamri isu mishlechas mishkuta, the mashkuta asura ap mishlechas asura v'isu mishlechas hanor the mechayim leishayach achila. And we know that the bird which will eventually be sent away is asa, and that must be referring to an isana, and the bird which will be mishlechas is alive, and therefore it's not shayach achila, and therefore just like the isa mishlechas is an isana, therefore even the isa on the bird that will be shchuta will be an isana as well. Ayin in Taisis. And the Gemara continues. Esvei Rabbi Yechon asks another question to Reish Lakish from Mishnah Masechtas Zogayim, which states shachta v'nimsa trefa, if they shecht the bird and then they find that the bird that was brought for the tyres of mitzvah was a trefa, yikach zug lishnia v'rishenu mitaris bana, then you'll take another pair for the second bird that was supposed to be the bird that was mishlechas, and there's no problem to leave that as the bird that's going to be the mishlechas, and then you'll bring another bird to be the shchuta. The Mishnah teaches us that although the first bird was a trefa, and therefore certainly you can't eat that bird, as certainly you can't eat a trefa, however the first bird will now be mutabana. And as Rashi states that since a trefa is psula tares materia dechsiv chayis, and therefore it has to be a bird that has potential to live, and since this bird was not kosher for the superior materia, therefore it's not going to be asabana. And Rashi explains that right now the Gemara's havmin is kishabadik b'simanim nimse shenitruf b'shchitasa, that when you checked out the simanim, meaning the kana and veshet, determined that it became a trefa from the shchita, as the shchita nicked the kana and veshet, and therefore it became a trefa at that moment. The initial from a karak going nicked kreim shalmayach, as if it already was a trefa. For example, the brain membrane was pierced or its leg was already cut, then it wouldn't make sense to use Lashon in the Mishnah of Nimseis. Now he asked Reish Lakish, according to you, that you hold that the Tziperi Mitzurah become also Mishas L'kicha, so am I Mutaris Bana? Why would it be Mut Bana? And as Rashi explains, Dilun B'shas Kicha Ru'uya Haisa, at the time that you actually took it in order to use that Tziperi Mitzurah, it was Ru'uya and it was not a treif at that point. Mehechan Huta Isura, and how did the Issa fall away, and why does it become Mut Bana? And Bishleim, according to me, that I hold that only time became Asa Bana is by the Shechita. Zok Rashi, Shechita Hi the Asura, but Lav Shechita Hi. L'mais is not considered a valid Shechita because it was a treifa, and therefore it never became Asa Bana at all. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, Reish Lakish responds, Hachem Ayeskin, and Kagan Shinus the treifa, Bebrei Me'er, the Lei Chal La Kedusha Klal. Even if you Reish Lakish, we could explain that the Mishnah over there is talking about a scenario where it became a treifa in its innards and in its intestines, and that's why the Mishnah used Lashon of Nimseis, because he didn't know about it prior to Shechita, and L'maisa, since it already was a treifa prior to Lakicha, therefore it never became Asa Bana. Ayin and Taisa, yes, and Rashi, V'kosha, ki nami Nimseis treifa, shenikfu adakin, shema treifas ba'ach Lakicha, that even if the case was that it was treifa b'nei ma'ayim, but maybe that treifa happened after Lakicha, and v'imkein, amai mutaris, to Asa Misafik, and why should it be Mut Bana, if L'chair, it should be Asa Misafik, as maybe at the time that you took this bird, it was not a treifa yet at that point, and therefore the few Reish Lakish, it should still be Asa Bana, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Esfei Rabbi Yechon asks a third question of Reish Lakish from a brice that states, Shachta Shloi Be'ezev, Shloi Be'etzeres, Shloi Be'shni Talas, if while shechting the tzipa for the Mitzurah, they shechted it and there was no Ezev and they didn't have the Etzeres or the Shni Talas, Rabbi Yaakov states, Hel Voksel Mitzvah Sasura, although you can't use the tzipa for this process, as Lemaisa, you didn't do the process properly, as you didn't have the Ezev or Etzeres or Shni Talas, but Lemaisa, since the Shechita was actually a good Shechita and it was done L'shem Mitzurah, therefore it's going to be Asa Bana according to Rabbi Yaakov. And Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Hoyel V'nishchel Shleim K'li Mitzvasa Mutaris, Rabbi Shimon hold that L'maisa, since the Shechita was not going to work for Mitzurah, as it wasn't done Be'ezev and Be'etzeres and B'shni Talas, therefore the bird will be Mutar Bana. And Rabbi Yechon continues with his question that Ad Kan Lo Pligi, that the only time Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon will Choylik is only in this case where there was a bird that was Shechted Shleim Be'ezev, Shleim Be'etzeres, and Shleim B'shni Talas. Now L'maisa of Rabbi Yaakov holds Shechita Shein Ruya Shash Mashchita, that L'maisa, since he did a Shechita and it was done L'shem Mitzurah, therefore will be Asa Bana and Shma Shechita. L'maisa of Shechita Shein Ruya Lo Shma Shechita. And Rabbi Shimon holds that since the Shechita wasn't a proper Shechita for Mitzurah, therefore it's not considered a Shechita and therefore it's not Asa Bana. But the Kuli Alamiya Mechayim Le Misra, clearly both Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon hold that the Tzipa of Mitzurah does not become Asa Mechayim and only becomes Asa through Shechita. As Rashi states, the Isra, if it would become Asa from the Kicha, but my Paki Surah, then how could Rabbi Shimon even say that it will now be not be Asa Bana, and with what would the Issa come off if you didn't have a Shechita at all? And some agrees to Yufta Reish Lakish, and the Gemara continues that L'maisa Tanoi, that there is a Machlekes Tanoim, as Ein Chinami, Rabbi Yaakov and Shimon hold, the Tzipa of Mitzurah only becomes Asa Mishas Shechita and not from Mishas L'kicha. However, Reish Lakish is going according to the Shita of the Tanoi Rabbi Shmuel that we had earlier, and learned that the way that we know the Issa Hana by Tziperi Mitzurah is from the Issa Hana that we find by the Egla Rufa. Just like by the Egla Rufa, the Issa Hana is Mechayim, therefore the Issa Hana by Tziperi Mitzurah must start Mechayim as well and must be Mishas L'kicha. And as the Gemara now brings the Tanoi Rabbi Shmuel, Nema Machshem Chapa Befim, Nema Machshem Chapa Bechutz, Ma Machshem Chapa Om Befim, Asa Be Machshem Kim Chapa, Ab Machshem Chapa Om Bechutz, Asa Be Machshem Kim Chapa. And since we learned the Issa Hana by Tziperi Mitzurah from Egla Rufa, therefore just like the Egla Rufa's Issa Hana starts Mechayim, therefore the Issa Hana by Tziperi Mitzurah also begin Mechayim and it starts Mishas L'kicha. And the Mefarshim discuss if this Tanoi Rabbi Shmuel could even work out according to Rabbi Yechon, or it must be that the Tanoi Rabbi Shmuel is dafka going like Reish Lakish and not like the sheet of Rabbi Yechon, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Gufo, we learned beforehand that the Pasuk in Pashur A stated, called Tzipa Tayr Taychelu, and we learned out the Rabbis of Mishalachas, it's come to him Abba, once you send away the Tzipa of the Mitzurah that is sent away, then that bird will become Mutbana, and according to Rashi, it was always Mutbana, and according to Taisis, at that point it becomes Mutbana. Then when the Tayr states, Vizash Leisech Lumham, the Rabbis Hashkuta, by the fact that Tayr says, Lashon Asher, it's coming to him Abba, that the Tzipa Hashkuta of the Mitzurah is Asa Bana. The Gemara is for Ipechana, the Lachir, let us say, Pumfakert, that when the Tayr states, called Tzipa Tayr Taychelu, that should be Mabba the Shkuta, that should be Mutbana. This is the standard that once you shecht an animal, it becomes Mutbana and Mutbachila. And then we should say, Vizash Leitechumem is coming to Mabba, that Mushalachas would be Asa Bana. And Arma Bechim, Shumma Shumma Le Mitzin, Balachai, Mishasurim, we don't find that a Balachai is Asa Bana. Therefore, it makes makes sense when the Torah states Kotzi b'Torah Teichelu, it's coming to be Mabed Hushilechas, and when the Torah states B'zeh Asher Loi Teichlumem, it's coming to be Mabed Hushchuta. And the Gemara continues and asks Masalor Hashmur Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchok asks the following question: V'loi, is it true that Bali Chaim and not Osa? We continue on Daf Nun Zayin Beis. Hari Muktzav Neved the Bali Chaim Nenu Vasiri, that we do find B'negiyah Huktzal Avid Zara was something that was actually never to Avid Zara, that although the Bali Chaim that become Osa Bana while they're still alive. And Rashi at the top of Daf Nun Zayin Beis explains Muktzav Behimut Chuktzal with Hakreves Avid Zara Asur L'Gvoya becomes Osa to Hegdish. This is based on the second pasuk in Parshas Vayikra that states Dabon Eisur V'Mataleim Odom Kiyakri Mekem Karbon Hashem Mina Behima Mina Bokem Mina Tzoyin Takrives Kabanchem. In the Gemara and Tmura we learn out Mina Behima Lohitza Revea Vinerva Mina Bok Lohitza Neved Mina Tzoyin Lohitza Muktzah and Neved Sheshtach V'Lo. And the definition of Neved, an animal that was bowed down to. When Maisa, we see that even though the Bali Chaim still become also to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach, the Gemara answers Ki Yasir L'Gvaya L'Hedret Mishashari, that in the Chanami we found a case where you have an Issa on a Bali Chaim, but that's only an Issa Tagdish and that's still Mutter to a regular person, and there is no Issa Hanah for a regular person to have Hanah from them. Therefore, Shem Meichai's Teretz of Loi Metzino Bali Chaim Shasurin is still applicable. And the Gemara continues and asks Masal Rabbi Yemi, so Rabbi Yemi asks Hari Revea V'Nerva Be'edim the Bali Chaim Nenu Vasiri, and we know if a man or a woman is Mizana with an animal, even Meichaim, that animal is Asa Ba'Hanah. And as Rashi states that the reason why the Gemara says that was Be'edim the Bnei Skila Nenu, because they're going to be Chayiv Skila D'Chsiv Raktis Yishav Es Behema, that the animal also will be put to death. V'Nerva D'Chsiv Es Behema Tarego V'Afinu El Mishnig Badim Nesa V'Afilu Shachtai, that even if you go and shech this animal and doesn't have Skila, it would still be Asa Ba'Hanah. V'Lahachi Nok Be'edim De'in Niskel Be'edechad, and that's why we refer to a case where there were actual Edim, as if there would be only one aid, then the shor would not be niskal. That even though the shor is not a person, and you may think that you are able to go and kill it, even you only have one aid. However, there's a comparison between misa bailam and misa shor, and just like b'negei misa bailam, you need to aid him. Therefore, b'negei misa shor, you also need to aid him. And based on this question, the Gemara changes its version. Where Rabbi Yechon said, "Nim Rabbi Shimon Reichai," and Ella Rabbi Yechon, "Mishum Rabbi Shimon Reichai," "Lamitzin roi balechayim shasurin." That not that we don't find balechayim that also, but don't find most cases of balechayim that are also. And therefore, when there's a question as to which of the birds will be asa and bana, makes sense that the shachar is the one that will be asa bana, but the bird that is alive and is sent away will be mutar bana. And the Gemara continues with another teretz to Beir Mishmal Tana. Then the Yeshiva Mishmal they taught the Amakras, as the pasuk in Pashim Maseir states, "Vishilach es atzipa achaya al pnei asada." And since the Torah could have just said that you should send the bird away and didn't have to say the lashan sada, therefore we learn out that's teaching us that this tzipa should be kisada, just like a field, masad muteris, just like a regular sada is mutabana, afai namu muteris, therefore this tzipa is also mutabana and mutabachila. And the Gemara continues and asks, the Lamaisi correct that the word sada is extra, but hai sada lahachir dasa, how can you tell me this word sada is coming to teach us this din, but ahumi boyle chitanya, we need the word sada to teach us the following din of the braisa that states, sada shleyama biyafa vizukena liyam, the kohen who's sending away the bird can't stand inside the walls of Yafai, where it has walls that are right next to the sea, send it towards the sea, and begeves vizukena l'midbar, and you can also not stand in the city of Geves, which is right next to a midbar, and you throw it towards the midbar. And we learn both of these dealings by the fact that the Torah says lashon sada that should be sent towards the sada. Then, since the pasuk tells of v'shivach es tzipa chayel mechutz le'ira, so it's mashma he's standing in the city and he's sending it outside the city as if he's standing outside the city. So why would the Torah say v'shivach mechutz le'ira if he's already outside the city? And therefore, the Braisa teaches us a third din v'shliyam mechutz le'ira v'zukena b'teich le'ira, that you shouldn't stand outside the city and you send it out towards the outside of the city. That the proper procedure for sending away the bird of the Messiah is for the Kohen to stand within the city and send it outside of the Chayma towards a field. And the Idach and the Tanvei Rav Shmuel will respond, Im Kein Nichter Kras Sada. If the Torah wanted to teach us this then the Torah should have said the Lashon Sada, Mai Hasada. Why did the Torah use the Lashon Hasada? Shema Minotati. And therefore we learn both the Inim. Number one, when sending out the bird, you have to send it towards a Sada. And number two, as the Tanvei Rav Shmuel taught us that Kisada Masada Muteris Af Hainam Muteris, that the one that's Mishalechas is going to be Mutar Bachila. And before we begin, Taisus points out in Diba Masim Kol Shoyim Teicha Eir V'Zukhen Chutz L'Chaima, that how could it be that Kohen will stand inside the city and send the bird outside the city? The Kasha Shere Mitzayraya L'Maisa, this is the Taira for the Mitzayra, the Taira Chutz L'Eir Shere Osli Konis L'Filim L'Chaima, and therefore L'Chaira he has to have his Taira outside the city, and it's also for him to go inside the Chaima. And how is it that the Kohen is inside the city at that point? And Taisus says, Shachal Chutzlir, the Inuch and Nami, they were standing outside the city, but after they had finished the Kapar of the Metzorah, the Kohen would take that bird, and either he or his Shliach would go into the city and send that bird out from within the city towards the outside of the city and towards the Sada. The Gemara continues, Rava Amar, Rava explains that the way that we know that the Tzipor that is going to be sent away is the one that's going to be Mutar Bachila and Mutar Bana is based on the Svara, Loi Amar Torah Shalach L'Takala, as it's impossible, the Torah would say that we should send away a bird, and at some point someone will catch that bird and potentially eat that bird, and this person will come to a Takala, as although of course it will be Mutar to eat the bird, as Lemaisa he didn't know that it was the bird that was sent away from the Mitzvah, and therefore you go bus arrive, but ultimately there is some Takala involved, and therefore it doesn't make sense that the Torah would say there will be Asur Bachila and Asur Bana once you send it away. And Rashi explains, even though the Gemara brought a limud of kol tzipor tahara teichelu rabbis sum mishalachas, that is only that smacht ba'alma, as in reality the way that we know that the mishalachas is mutar bana and mutar bachila is based on a svara. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah b'sar nazir that if who's mekadesh rachel using the hair of a nazir, she's not mekudeshes, as the hair of a nazir is asur bana. And the Gemara asks, minolan, how do we know that the hair of a nazir is asur bana? The Amar Krah, as the pasuk in Nasi states, kadosh yeh gadel peres sareishai. And Rashi explains that there are 13 times in the Torah where the word Kadosh is written without a Vav. And therefore, although the Torah states a Lashon Kadosh Yeh, but we read it as if it says Kodesh Yeh, that should be like Hegdish. And therefore, we learn out as some agurs, Gidula Yeh Kodesh, that the growth of his hair should be like Hegdish. And therefore, just like Hegdish is Asabana, so too the hair of a Nazir is Asabana. And the Gemara now is that in our Mishnah we stated in Machon Mekidesh B'demeh and Mekudeshes, that if you sold the hair of a Nazir and you're Mekadesh a woman using the money that you received, then it would be Mekudeshes. And as Rashi explained, in a Adam Nitfasim Be'issa, the Gemara now is, if the dinner of the hair of a Nazir is similar to Hegdish, so Imak Kredish Teifis as Dama V'yetz L'chulin, Afsan Nazir Teifis as Dama V'yetz L'chulin, and therefore how could it be that this woman would be Mekudeshes by using the money that the man received from selling the hair of a Nazir? And the Gemara answers, Mi Karinan Kredish Kadosh Karinan L'maisa the Kri is Kadosh. And as Rashi says, L'hacha Karinan Kadosh L'mutei Dama V'she'en Din Kedusha Lav, to teach us that the hair is holy, however there's no din of Hegdish on it, and therefore the money would actually be Yoytzel Chulin, and a man could use that money in order to be Mekadosh a woman. And as Rashi says, Kodesh Mashma Shem Kedusha, Kodesh Mashma Hu Kodesh, that the hair itself is Kodesh, but any money received for the value of the hair will not be considered like Hegdish. And the Gemara continues and quotes on Mishnah B'Petach Amar, that if Ruvi is Mekadosh Rachel with the Petach Amar, then the Kedusha will not be valid because Petach Amar is Asbana. And the Gemara asks, name of Masisi like Rav Shimon, let us say our Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon. Tanu Ksumot Rabbeisa, Petach Amar Asur Bana de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Petach Amar is Asur Bana, and Rav Shimon Matar, Rav Shimon says it's Mutar. And Rav Nachman Rabba Avua, so Rav Nachman says, Nimer Rabba Avua, La'ach Arif of Divri HaKol, that although Rav Shimon says that Petach Amar, while it's alive, is Mutar Bana, but certainly Rav Shimon agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that once you do Arifa to the Petach Amar and it already is dead, then all agree that it would be Asur Bana. And therefore, when a Mishnah says that if Ruvi is Mekadosh Rachel using a Petach Amar, the Kedushin is not valid, it is referring to a case of a Petach Amar after Arifa. And Rashi explains the reason why Rav Shimon is Moed to Rabbi Yehuda, that once you do the Arifa, then it will be Asur Bana, because he learned the Lashon Arifa from the Lashon Arifa that states B'negei an Egla Rufa, and just like an Egla Rufa is Asur Bana, so too a Petach Amar after Arifa is also Asur Bana. And even though previously we learned that Egla Rufa is Asur even Mechayim, and once it's brought into Nachal Eson, however, as Tesis brought on the Zayin Ramon Aleph at the top of Amid, that we also have the Pasuk of Arfu Sham that teaches us Egla Rufa is Asur once the Maisa of Arifa is done to it, and even after Misa, since there is no other time that would make sense that the Petach Amar should become Asur based on any Maisa, as there is no taking of a Petach Amar as it becomes Kodesh Merechem. Therefore, according to Rav Shimon, the only time that it becomes Asur Bana is only after Arifa, which would be similar to Egla Rufa. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Basa B'Cholov, that if Ruvi is Mekadosh Rachel using Basa B'Cholov, it would also not be a valid Kedushin because it's Asur Bana. Minolan, how do we know this? The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, because it was taught in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel that the Issa of Loisavash Gadir B'Chalev Imoy Gimel Pamim is stated in the Torah three times, once in Mishpatim, once in Kisisa, and once in Pasher A. And we learn Echad Issa Achila, Echad Issa Anah, Echad Issa Bishol, that one is coming to tell us that it's Issa Achila on Basa B'Chalev, one is telling us this is Anah, and one is telling us this Issa to cook Basa B'Chalev. And the Gemara states, Masis Loikai Tana, Amish is not going like the following Tana, the Tana was willing to bring so, Rab Shim Ben Yahoo Da'ima, and some are girls, Rab Shim Mechai, Basa B'Chalev, Asa B'Chilu, Mutubana, that Basa B'Chalev is actually Asa B'Chilu, but Mutubana, Shinem as the Pasuk in Pasher A states, Ki An Kodesh Ata Lashem Lekecha Lesevasha Gadi B'Chaliv Imay U'Lalanu Oima. And in Pashim Hishpatim in the Torah states for Anshe Kodesh Tien Li U'Basu Basada Treifa Loisechelu Lakel Tashlichon Oisai. Since in both Pashas we use a similar lashon of Am Kodesh and Anshe Kodesh, therefore we learn out Malalon Asu B'Chilu and Mutu B'Na, just like a Treifa is Asu B'Chilu but it's Mutu B'Na, as the Torah states Lakel Tashlichon Oisai, that you even throw it to your own kelev and have a na, then you don't have to give the kelev food that day, and therefore you save money. Afkan Asu B'Chilu and Mutu B'Na also negated Din Basu B'Chalav, although it's Asu B'Chilu, however it will be Mutu B'Na, and therefore our mission is not going like Rav Shimon Bar Yehuda or as some agarius Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah V'chulin Shenishchu Bazara, that if Rumin tries to be Mekadosh Rachel using chulin that was Nishcha Bazara, it would not be a Val Kedushin because chulin Shenishchu Bazara is Asa Bana. And once again the Gemara asks Minani Mili, how do we know that chulin Shenishchu Bazara is Asa Bana? And before we continue, let's begin with Akdama. The Pesukim in Pashas Vayikra relevant to Shlomim say three times the same idea as the Pasuk states. So if you bring a Shlomim from a Bakar, then Mesamech Yada Reish Kabanai Ushchotai Pesach Olamayid, and that is in Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis. Then in Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, when referring to a Tzayin and referring to Kesev, the Pasuk states Mesamech Yada Reish Kabanai V'shachat Eisel Fnei Olamayid. And finally, when speaking about bringing a Shlomim from Eis, the Pasuk states in Pasuk Gimel Mesamech Yada Reishai V'shachat Eisel Fnei Olamayid. In addition, while Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, there was an issa for them to eat any Basa Taiva, and any time that they wanted to eat Basa, they had to bring a korban to the Mishkan. And then in Pasuk 8, the pasuk tells us, "Ki yachav Hashem al keches gvulcha kashadiba lach v'mata achol basa ki sav nafshcha lecha basa b'chol avos nafshcha teicha basa." That at that point it's mutter for you to eat basa taiva. The pasuk continues that it's only mutter for you to eat basa taiva. Ki yichav mimcha amokam ishivcha Hashem al kechel loshem shumay sham v'zavachtu mimbakach mitzaimcha shenasal Hashem al chok kashetzi visicha v'chata b'sherecha b'chol avos nafshcha. It's only when you're outside the Beis Hamikdash you let a shech chulin and eat basa taiva, but if you're in the Beis Hamikdash, there's an issa to shecht chulin bazara. And our Gemara begins, Amar Bichim Shumra Meir, Amar Teru, the Teru states, Shkoit Shali Bishali, and as Rashi brings that the Pasuk in Pash Vayikra in Perak Al Pasuk He states, Bishachas Ben Abakal Lefnei Hashem, and the Shechita of a Korban has to be done Lefnei Hashem, and can't be outside the Azara, and can't be outside the Beis Hamikdash, and Bishalcha Bishalcha, and the Pash of Eid told us, Vizavachtam in Bekarch Mitzancha, and it says that you should shecht them Bisharecha, and not in the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore we learn out Mashali B'Shalcha Asa, and just as we know that a korban that's brought outside of the Azara and the Shchutei Chutz is certainly Asa B'Na, and as Rashi says, the Minyate HaNa Shenesba Mechayim Achri She'in Dami Nizrak, that since this animal had Kedusha Aguf, therefore when you shecht it outside the Beis Hamikdash, there is nothing that is able to be matirid. Certainly it still remains Asa B'Na, therefore Af Shalcha B'Shali Asa, also when someone is Nishchat Chulin B'Azara, it becomes Asa B'Na as well. The Gemara continues and asks, E Mashali B'Shalcha Onish Kars. One may think that since if someone is Eibon Shchutei Chutz, the Chayiv Kars, therefore if someone takes Chul and is Nishchat Bazara, they would also be Chayiv Kars. The Gemara tells us that this is not the case, as Amakra, the Pasuk Achrim Meis teach us, Vel Pesach Eilmei Leavil, Hakar Karban Lashem, Venichras. The only time that we have the Issa and a Chayiv of Kars is only by Shchutei Chutz, and as the Gemara explains, Al Karban Onish Kars, that it's only on a Karban that you Shecht outside of the Zara that is Einish of Kars, Al Chul Shnishchat Bazara, in Onish Kars, but a Chul that was Nishchat Bazara, although it's also to do so, but it's not going to be an Einish of Karis. Based on this fact, the Gemara now is Ikl Mifrach Malish Libi Shalcha Shekin Einish Karis. How can you compare the case of Chulin Shnishchat Bazara to the case of Shchutei Chutz, and you want to tell us that Chulin Shnishchat Bazara will be Asa B'Na, as maybe the only reason why Shchutei Chutz is Asa B'Na is because it's so chomer that it's an Einish of Karis, but maybe Chulin Shnishchat Bazara, where there's no Einish of Karis, maybe would be Muta B'Na as well. Therefore, the Gemara states Elam Abaya, so therefore Abaya states that the way that we know that Chulin Shnishchat Bazara is Asa B'Na is Mehocha is found in the following Braisa. And the Braisa states that since the Psukim and Pash Vayikra regarding the Shlomim say Vishachatu, Vishachat Eisai, Vishachat Eisai, and Samanakur is Tlasa Kreyaseri, and that's Mashmais of Rashi, as the limit isn't that they're actually extra Psukim, but Mata Malema, but the fact that it says Vishachatu or Vishachat Eisai, Vishachat Eisai, and they are Mashma Mir, the Mashma Makulu, Zen Nishcha Bazara, Voloy Acha, that only these are Nishcha Bazara, and nothing else could be Nishcha Bazara. And therefore, the Braisa explains, has since the Pasuk in Pashu A states that it's only when you're far away from the Beis Hamikdash that you let a shecht outside the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore we learn and we learn out that you can't shecht chulin in the Azara, and we may think that the Torah in Pashu A is only coming to discuss those behemoths which are tmimim and the roi to be mapped on the Mizbeach, Pesach, as the only time that it was Issa of eating Basa Taiva in the Midbar, is only on those animals that were Roy for the Mizbeach. And therefore, the Psukim and Pashas Re'i is coming to teach us that even those behemoths that are Roy to be Hukav al Mizbeach, you are allowed to eat them as Basa Taiva once you get into Eretz Yisrael, as long as you don't shech them in the Beis HaMikdash itself. And the Gemara asks, Minayin Rabbis Bala Mumin, how do we know that if you have a behemoth that's Bala Mum, that was always mutter to eat, even the Midbar, that will also be Asa to shech to a behemoth that's Bala Mum in the Azara? And the Gemara explains, Ma Bani is Bali Mumin, Shekim Min HaMachshar. Rashi explains, Bekim Dami Luhu Bahachi, Asa Lemig Malay, Bema Metzin, Al Hachmev Al Esa, that since they're similar to each other, as both of them are from the same Min, as they're both behemoths, therefore, there's no reason why the Torah would say that they're different, and based on the Ma'amitin, we would learn, just like the Torah said, it's Asa to shech Chulin, Tmimim in the base of Migdash, it's also Asa to shecht a behemoth that's a Balmum that's Chulin in the base of Migdash. The Gemara continues, Menayin Rabbis El Chaya, that how do we know that the Ma'abed El Chaya is also Asa to shecht in the base of Migdash, if a Chaya is never brought into the base of Migdash, as it's not brought for Kabbanis, as the only things that are mutter to bring as Kabbanis are behemoths? And of course, since a Chaya is considered a separate min than a behemoth, so we can't explain Shekim Min Amachsha. And the Gemara therefore answers, Ma'abed El Chaya, she beshchita a behemoth, that when Ma'abed El Chaya, since Lamaisa there's a din shchita just like a behemoth, and just like you can't shecht a behemoth that's cool in the Azara, so therefore the same din would apply to shechting a chaya that's cool in the Azara, and that would also be Asa. And Rashi adds in that there's even a hekesh between chayas and behemoths when the Torah speaks about Basa Taiva and Pashu A, as the Pasuk states, Akashi Ochlis at Sivi Vesa Ayel, Kain Tachlenu, Atomivator Yachtu Vichlenu, and we learn in Mesechus Chulin, Mapsula Mikdash Meshchita, Avtsi Vayel Meshchita, and Rashi continues that once we learn out that a chaya requires shchita, so Ikle Migma Nami Mina, Shleite Shchita Bazara, and therefore we learn out that the Shchita cannot be done by Zara, the Chol de Bazvicha, Asrachmana, the Torah asks any Chulin that has to have Shchita, that has to be done outside the Azara, and it cannot be done in the Azara itself. Finally, Gemara is that although you prove to me that there's an Issa of Chulin Shinishka Bazara for a Behemo or a Chaya of Chulin, however, Menayin Rabbis Oifes, how do we know there's an Issa of Chulin Shinishka Bazara by Oifes? And Rashi explains, She'in Shchitasim for Rashi Batera, because the din of Shchita by an Oif is not Mefurish in the Torah, and therefore one may think that the Issa of Chulin Shinishka Bazara does not apply to Oifes. Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is that although Benegeya or Behemo and Chaya, the Shchita has to be done b'shnei simanim, however by oif which need to be siman echad, so maybe the issa of chul and shilish bazar would not apply. And Rashi then brings another pshat that we're going like the man d'omer that in shchita l'oif min atayra, and how would we know that if someone does shchita on oif in the azara that would be asa? And the Gemara answers tamalim v'shachatu v'shachat eisai v'shachat eisai, and since the Torah uses the phrase of v'shachatu or the lashon of eisai three times b'negei shlamim, and from one we learn out that chul and the balim mumin are asa the shecht in the azara, and from one we learn that the issa of chul shilish bazar applies to chayis as well, and from one we learn out that the issa of chul shilish bazar applies to ifis as well. And Rashi is bothered al chayir, why would we need a lima b'negeya a behema bal mum or b'negeya chayir if the Gemara already said that we know that from Masvara, and b'negeya chayir we would know it based on the fact that it has shkita like a behema. And Rashi says hachi kama, that is what the Gemara means, ila kasev kra iklamema asla rebuya b'deka, that in chanami without the psukim for bal mum or for chayir we may be able to learn a b'dechik. Well, the Maisa says certainly it's better by the fact that we have an actual limud in order to teach us these dinim. The Gemara continued, Yachal Yishchay, that maybe the Torah is telling us that this issa of shechting chulin bazara, but vim shachar yeh mutter, but the evidence if you shechted it, it would be mutter to eat. And the Gemara explains, Talmud Leima, therefore the pasuk tells us, Yechum Chamakav is a vachta vachata, that when you're far away from the base of Middash, then you could shecht and you could eat. Mashat Zivach Vibrichamakam at the Eichel, that whatever you shecht outside the base of Middash, you could eat. Viata Eichel, Mashat Zivach Vimakam Karv, however, if you shecht chulin bazara, you're not allowed to eat that either, and there's an issa achila, and as the Gemara states, Prat Lechulin Shinishku Bazara. And the Gemara continues in Es, Ve'in Le'el Tmimim, and we continue on Daf Nun Chesem Na'av, Haruin Le'Kerv, that maybe the only Yisachila is on a behemoth that's a Tam, which is Roy to be Hukav Adam Mizbech, and therefore if you Shecht in Azara, so there will be an Yisachila. Minayin Rabbis Baal Mumin, how do you know that the Issa Achila applies to Baal Mumin as well? Once again, the Gemara goes through the same exercise, and the Gemara answers, Ma Bani Baal Mumin Shekim Mina Machsha, because it's also a behemoth. And the Gemara continues, Minayin Rabbis Achaya, and the Gemara states that Achaya is now a Min Hamachsha, as it's not kosher to go on Mizbech, and the Gemara answers, Ma Bani Sechaya, she b'shchita b'gehima, as we explained before. And finally, the Gemara asks, Minayin Rabbis Saifis, Tamalim, and once again, the Gemara states that since the Pasuk says, V'shachtu, V'shachat Eisai, V'shachat Eisai, therefore we learn that by all cases, as long as it's cool in Shanishka Bazara, it will be Asa Bachila. And the Gemara continued, Yachla Yishchai, Bim Shachat, Yashul Chenel, Fle Klavim, so maybe we'll only learn Issa Achila, but there won't be an Issa Hana, Tamalim, Al, Lekel, Tashlich, Eisai, therefore, B'negeya Trefa, the Torah tells us that a trefa can be thrown to a kelev. And as Rashi teaches us that since the pasuk states ubasa basa the trefa leisechelu lekelev tashlich leisai, and of course it really doesn't make a difference where you find a trefa, it'll only be asa beachila, and therefore the Torah did not have to say ubasa basa the trefa leisechelu that you found the trefa in the sada. And the Gemara Maseches Chulin learns out from the words of basa basa the trefa that although it is a din that if an animal is pregnant and you shech the animal, and we say the ubi yarech imai, and you don't have to shech the actual uber. However, that's only if the uber was inside the mother's womb. However, if the animal stuck out any limb outside of the mother's womb, then although you'll be able to eat the rest of the animal without shechita, but you would not be able to eat that limb without shechita. As Rashi at the top of the Amrin in the first of the small line states, ubasa basada kivin shiyatsa basa chutzal mechitzasai, once the animal's hand comes out of its mechitza and it goes outside the mother's womb, begalu kisada, and it's revealed just like a sada she'ino mechitza, hareu ketrefa v'lo sechelu, therefore it has a din like a trefa, and you're not allowed to eat that limb. Umiyat b'sefer l'kalv tashlich l'aysay, and then the end of the pasuk states l'kalv tashlich l'aysay, and l'mute chun shenish l'bazara, that it's only this ubor that will be mutabana, but chun shenish l'bazara will be asbana, and zok rashi v'dar shachi, and we dash as follows, oysayu d'nesa b'yitzias mechitza, l'kalv tashlich l'aysay v'mutabana, that it's only the hand of this ubor that will be mutabachila, even though it went out of the mechitza. However, l'chun shenish l'bazara, and asaran ali de'kisis mechitza, however, chul shenish b'azara, which went within the mechitza, went within the mechitza of the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, we learned that in all cases of chul shenish b'azara, it will be asur b'hanah as well, and we will stop over here.